This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In his social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astra Light rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. This is the fourth visit of the Prime Minister to Brazil. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a productive meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. The visit marked the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting, followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. They agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. Heavy rain lashed parts of Delhi, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching heat. Similar weather conditions are expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh over the next 2 days. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for these regions till the 8th of this month. It has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh today and in the Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra over the next 2 days. The IMD said that isolated heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan till the 11th of this month and over East Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated places over Konkan and Goa and Gujarat region during the next 7 days. In the United States, at least 43 people were killed and 27 children are missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. The dead include 15 children. Many were asleep when the Guadalupe River rose more than 26 feet in less than an hour in the early hours of Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed tariff letters on exports from 12 countries, which are expected to be sent out tomorrow. Speaking to the media, the U.S. president said the names of the countries which will receive the letters will only be revealed tomorrow. President Trump has suggested that the reciprocal tariffs could go even higher, potentially reaching 70% for some countries and take effect from August the 1st. The U.S. president in April unveiled a base tariff of 10% on most goods entering the country. Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra continued his exceptional form, winning the inaugural edition of the Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025, a World Athletics gold-level event held at the Sri Kanti Rava Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday evening. He secured the title with a best throw of 86.18 metres. And in football, the Indian team beat hosts Thailand 2-1 in its fourth and final AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers group match at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium and qualified for next year's main event. Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.